You're listening to Jerry Agar.
Good to have you along. Touchdowns and fumbles on the way. But meanwhile, Richard Krause is here. He just did a piece for W5, Canada's most watched current affairs and documentary program, on Foley Master Andy Malcolm. Why do we want to know about this? Well, Richard Krause joins me now. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. Is this your first piece for W5?
It is. It's really exciting for me. The show's been on for 57 years. I grew up watching it. I know people that watch it every week. I tune in often, and it's thrilling to be part of it now.
Yeah. Did they pay you well?
Modesty prevents me from answering that question, Jerry.
Well, I sometimes on this radio station, I'm on several radio stations, but on the originating radio station of the show, I sometimes decide that I have to be the reincarnation of Gordon Sinclair and ask, those kinds of impolite questions about your money. First of all, what is Foley?
Foley is the art of adding sound effects to films after they're shot. So it's everything from kissing sounds to footsteps to breaking glass to pages turning. Anything that you probably, while you're shooting on a big soundstage or on location, isn't picked up by the camera or the microphones. Often you have to re-record everything just to bring the picture to life. And in the piece, I interview the recent Academy Award winner, Sarah Pauley, a director named Patricia Rosema, who both talk about how Foley is really one of the key elements in terms of just making the images on the screen pop off the screen. And the thing that I love about it is that it's kind of an invisible art. If you really notice the Foley, it's probably not doing its job. So that's where a guy like Andy Malcolm comes in. He's been doing this for 40 plus years at a farm in Uxbridge for the bulk of that time. And he has done everything from Academy Award winners to recently he did the movie Dune, Bridesmaid. It goes on and on. I mean, the list is never ending, all these films, because he and his team are masters at doing really great Foley that you can't tell is Foley.
Well, if the guy is walking down, it's misty and it's there's lots of emotion trying to be created, and the bad guy's coming and you can hear the steps on the gravel driveway. Yeah. It has to sound exactly like you expect it, uh-huh, to the point where you almost don't notice it, but emotionally you notice it.
Well, that's it. And one of the things that we show you in this piece, we went to the farm, which is a number of buildings that are all in this one property, and they're just filled with things. They're just filled with books. There's one room, one area that's filled with nothing but books, and they're from different decades. Some are 100 years old, some are older than that. And I said, why so many books? Doesn't a book sound like a book? And he goes, no. If it's a period piece, the paper sounds different. And so I have to have books that are 100 years old. If it's a paperback novel, that sounds different as you turn the page. So it's this exacting ear for detail that Andy and his team have that really, I think, sets them apart. And then, of course, the inventiveness at which they create these sounds. I have a clip here that I'll play in a second. I'll set it up. So I was telling Sarah Pauley about this thing that Andy showed me, which I thought was so cool. He did the sound effects, the Foley, for a movie called Ford versus Ferrari. And there's a lot of racetrack scenes and squealing tires and all that sort of thing. So you would think, okay, well, you record cars going around corners. Nope. Andy uses something else. And I think it's fairly self-explanatory from the clip. Let's have a listen.
He's a master and everybody knows that. Everybody within the industry kind of worships him.
We like to get a little spritz here.
I love that the tires squealing in Ford versus Ferrari, this race car movie, is him with a hot water bottle on the floor making
that. Is it really?
Yeah.
And you see it in the piece. You see Andy on the floor with a hot water bottle, and we juxtapose the footage from the film making the squealing tire sounds. It's incredible. And so he does all that kind of stuff. Breaking bones, he uses dried pasta. There's a scene where he tears a chicken apart and shows you how to make sounds like a stabbing sound or whatever it might be. It's a really fun piece, I think, that shows the magic that goes into making these movies.
Richard Krauss is here, of course, and he did this piece for W5 on Foley master Andy Malcolm and his team at Footsteps Studio, which is, it's out on a farm?
Yeah, it's in Uxbridge, Ontario. Okay. It's on a farm. And as I say, every room is filled with things. You know, as you walk through, you pick up a little jar that's got nails in it and you give it a shake. And Andy's like, I see chimes. Do you hear chimes? Do you hear? And he goes there. But everything has a sound and it's all very well organized. You can find everything. But I cannot describe to you the amount of stuff that is in this, that is contained within in this conference. Complex. I mean, it's an incredible, well, it's 40 years worth of, yeah, of things in different floors, hundreds of pairs of shoes, because of course, a pair of stilettos is going to sound different than a pair of running shoes, you know, and it's really an amazing thing. It's an analog art that is aided now by, you know, computer technology in terms of editing and that sort of thing. But all the sounds are completely organic. And we made a short film, W5 and the team there made a short film, and we gave it to Andy and his team to put sound effects on this Foley on. And it's incredible. There's at one point someone punches me in the face, and to get that whoosh sound of the fist going through the air, the Foley artist said, hang on a second, I know it'll work. And he disappears for a sec, comes back with a fishing pole and whips it through the air, and it made the perfect sound of a punch landing, you know, ripping through the air and then landing on my face.
Wow. First time I was exposed to this, I'll tell you a story, Richard. It was many, many years ago. It was the first time that I met Diane from Famous People Players, and I was asked to come and MC the show, and they had a guy attached to the show who was a Foley artist from like Disney way, way back in the day. And the thing that really stood out for me is, as an example of what they do, he was showing something he had developed for a movie called Herbie the Love Bug. You remember, that was a long time ago. And there's a scene where Herbie is going down a mountain road and a tire comes off, and the tire like hums down the road, but it starts to slow down, of course, and then it goes off the road and it bumps down the side of the mountain. Well, you can't run along beside it with a microphone. So here's what he did. He took a balloon, he dropped a BB in the balloon, he blew the balloon up and tied it off, and then he started to spin it so that the BB was running around the inside of the balloon, and he held it up to the mic and the BB went boom, boom. And they just cut the movie to that. It sounded exactly like you would think it would sound.
That's the genius of Foley. And the idea of Foley came around because of a guy named Jack Foley. And so when sound was slowly being introduced to movies after the silent era, he started adding in footsteps. And first it was just the sound of running water, if there was a lake or a brook or something in the background of a scene. And then it got more and more and more involved, and he had a huge team of people. And then when the studio system kind of blew apart, all his people went and worked for lots of other studios and they did independent films and things. And it wasn't called Foley. They'd never actually gave them credit on screen. But the guys would say, they'd shoot a scene and go, that looks pretty good. Now let's Foley it in tribute to this guy, Jack Foley, who was the pioneer of this art form.
Well, you know, entertainment is your world, and I always call you Canada's beloved movie guy. Richard Krauss has done this piece on Foley, the adding of sound to movies, for W5, which will air Saturday on CTV and CTV Go. This must have been, in your long-storied career, one of the more fun things you've done.
Absolutely. Yeah, it took months to shoot, which was kind of interesting to work on a project. I'm used to live television and live radio where you're in and out pretty quick, and you know a lot of planning goes into things often, but it happens live and then it's gone. This took a long time to shoot. We had on-location shooting. Going to Andy's farm was amazing. Shooting the short film was super fun. The team at W5 is incredible. Just, you know, they know how to put these pieces together. And this one is beyond my expectation. I'm so pleased with it. I'm very proud of it. And I'm happy to finally have people see it tomorrow night at 7.
I look forward to seeing it. And somebody just reminded me of the coconuts and the horses in Monty Python's Holy Grail.
I've got a great story that I can tell you when we're out of time. I'll tell you another time. I have the definitive story about that.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for that next week. It's 11:45.